Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Steve Mueller. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 22. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is eight persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. St. Peter writes to Christians who are learning how to live as God's people in a difficult world. He speaks to husbands and wives, to those who suffer unjustly, and to believers trying to honor Christ in their everyday lives. He doesn't pretend that life is easy for Christians. In fact, he assumes it's not. Believers have been insulted, misunderstood, and persecuted. And yet, right in the middle of that hardship, Peter says, "Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you are called, that you may obtain a blessing." Think about that. We are called to bless even when wronged. In a world that tells us to defend ourselves, Peter invites us to do something better, to respond with grace, because that is exactly what Jesus did. Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. That's the center of it all. When Jesus was reviled, he didn't revile in return. When he suffered, he entrusted himself to the Father, and through his suffering, he brought us peace and reconciliation with God. Live like that. Live as people who have already been blessed. You don't have to win every argument, get the last word, or fear what others fear, because in Christ you have the victory. When we do that, others notice, and God opens doors. Peter goes on, always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. What a picture of Christian witness. Not angry or anxious, but gentle, respectful, and hopeful. The kind of life that makes people wonder where your peace comes from. His message isn't, try harder to be nice. It's, remember who you are in Christ. You've been baptized into his death and resurrection. You've been saved through the waters, just as Noah and his family were. You stand forgiven and free. So today, whether you're facing a challenge, a criticism, or just the ordinary weariness of life, remember this. You belong to Jesus. You are blessed. You are loved. And you are called to bless others in return. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.